This idea of the 24-hour cycle, though, it is clever.
It is good. 9221882 if you've got a story of your own. Bradley Woods is the AHAWA Chief Executive Officer and joins us right now. Bradley, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Any chance this will come here?
Look, it is possible. One of the things that constrain us is industrial awards and the required legislation around how people are employed and what they're allowed to do. And that's one of the limitations in Australia. So what we've found is that some hotels can introduce it in Australia, but you'll find that they have very little staff, and it's usually a, a lower star quality hotel because they have a lot less staff to have to manage through the roster process. But it is a great idea, as you mentioned.
Bradley, the obvious question, what happens in that three-hour vortex? It's like a black hole. I mean, what's going on between 11 and 2? I know how long it takes to clean a hotel room, and everybody listening does. You could do it in 20 minutes maximum. So why do we have to get out at 11, but the next bloke's not allowed in until 2?
Well, that's the magic of the hotel industry, Baz. You know, there's lots of little things that go on. It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. You know, behind the scenes, there's lots of things happening. You don't see it. And, of course, it may only take half an hour to clean a room, but by the time you've got 40, 50 rooms to look after, plus supervisors come and check them and make sure they're all done properly, plus if they've got to replace towels, if someone's nicked a towel or two or stolen all the appliances or whatever it might be, you know, there's all sorts of things that have got to be checked.
Mm. So when we book a room, we're effectively booking a room for 21 hours, is that right?
No, you're booking it for the period for which the hotel advisors check in and check out is.
Right, but most hotels, I think we'd agree, is 11 a.m. check out and 2 p.m. check in.
Yeah, roughly.
So that's a 21-hour period.
So can I just go back to the industrial situation? What's wrong with having a rotating shift? Instead of having so many people working there at once, you have shifts that work certain hours of the day, and you'll get to know when most people are going to leave, and it's probably still going to be in the morning, but it gives you a skeleton staff at night that allows someone to check out later.
I think, Millsy, in the ideal world, it would be exactly that, but penalty rates and some of the other issues around rostering do make it somewhat complex. We're dealing with industrial awards that have been around for 70, 80 years that have been through lots of changes, but still are structured in an era of 1950s, 60s sort of business. And this is part of the problem we've got across the board with the hospitality sector and the older industrial awards that restrict us and put in penalties for public holidays and Sundays, for instance. In the old days, pubs were never open on the Sundays in the city, you might recall. So therefore, you know, if someone was working, it was very unusual circumstances.
I do recall the Sunday session. Bradley, always good to hear your voice. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys.
Bradley Woods, the AHAWA Chief Executive Officer.